smell different than usual? If not, you're probably in the clear. If it does, calmly pick up the phone and call the Yes Man. Because the funny smell or sound probably means you have a problem. Whether you need a new air conditioner or just service for yours, the Yes Man will get it working and keep it working. Get the number in your phone, 888-4937, or visit theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
Hey, it's Cofield. You know, there's nothing worse than getting home after a day of work, looking around, you're like, I've got to get these chores done. When am I going to finish these? Well, we've got help for you. Tackle, the Tackle app, T-A-K-L. Download the app. You can look through hundreds of different chores, jobs that you need done, make your selection, you get a price, and once you book it, the Tackle people will reach out to someone qualified and licensed, and within a few hours, they come by and get the job done. Get your house cleaned, junk hauled, furniture rearranged, yard work finished, any kind of handyman work you need done. Want to mount those TVs? Tackle can handle it, plus hundreds of other chores. And here's the best news. For a limited time, when you download the Tackle app, and it's free, you get $50 off your first job. Don't miss out. If you need a small job or a chore done, download the Tackle app now and get $50 off that first job. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your job list done. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L. Treat yourself now to Tackle.
Are you looking for a new car, truck, or SUV with a deal that'll make you go, woo? Finley Chevrolet is clearing out all remaining new 2017 Chevy models, and we're making it easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, you'll get employee pricing. 2, you'll also get all current GM incentives available. 3, we'll also pay your first year's registration up to $600. Woo! Limited quantities for these new 2017 Chevy models are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Only at Finley Chevrolet, located just off the 215 in South Rainbow.
I'm prepared with any new 2017 Chevrolet in stock, excluding fleet. Registration costs up to $600. Excludes prior deal. See dealer for details. Expires 5/31/18.
Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents The Big Five at Five, number five.
All right, it is Big Five time here on Cofield and Company. You waited for it. We're delivering. We're starting with the webs, with the Twitterverse, with a simple post. It didn't get much traction. Well, actually, it did now that I was one of the first to answer to it. It actually has done pretty well. The tweet was from Patrick Netherton, who only has a couple thousand followers, but now we're sitting at 444 responses and 401 favorites. This tweet resonated. It resonated with me, so I want to get your thoughts. The tweet was, quote this tweet with your least impressive athletic feat you're most unreasonably proud of. Mine, I had an unassisted triple play in T-ball. So we were talking about our prior athletic achievements, or lack thereof, Mark Seidel, or in LeBron James Jr.'s case, the bum who can't dunk at 13.
Not yet. He'll get there.
Keep your head up, youngin'. What is your least impressive athletic feat that you're somewhat proud of?
All right. Well, I was challenged in Charlotte when I was on the radio waves in Charlotte that I could not run an 8.5-minute mile.
That's... Is that? I always walk the mile. I was the kid that, like, if you walk it on Tuesday, you're going to have to walk it on Wednesday. You're going to have to ride. I was like, dude, we can only do the mile for a week. So I'm going to go till Friday, walking the mile, and you're going to end up, you can't give me an F.
Yeah.
This is physical education. I game the system whenever I could. So.
Well, see, my thing was they bet me I couldn't run an 8.5-minute mile.
Okay.
So we went to, 8.5 minutes, that's not really that long. It's not really that short, so it's a feel like
I'd make a trophy for myself if I did it 8.5. But different strokes for different folks.
I started out so fast. I ran the first lap in 1:10.
Dang!
So I was like Roger Bannister like mode.
Calm down.
And the whole time, there were listeners that came out. There were like, there's 50 people out there watching me do this.
Mark.
Mark holding LeBron James Jr. signs out taunting.
I need to find the video. I'll tweet it out if I can. I've got it somewhere. But the
of course you do. You're very proud of this.
But the the third lap, I am struggle bussing. Like I am barely moving. You hear people? Ah, looks like he's got a damn bear on his back. And so I come around the final stretch.
Looking like Dustin Bufflin in game 5.
Everybody is, they're like, you got 20 seconds. And I am trying so hard to run. And I crossed the line 8:28.
You bum!
That's a great mile time.
Yes. So I got it. I won.
Oh, I thought you had to do an 8. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, you were 2 seconds.
2 seconds in.
Okay.
So I fall on the ground. I immediately start to throw up all over this elementary school track that we went to. And Yeah, that's my not very athletic thing that I'm damn proud of.
Chrissy, you got, Chrissy, you got anything you can compare that to?
I mean, that's going to be tough to top, but actually, I have had a little bit of a temper when I played rec basketball. No.
Her?
The girl who got in a brawl at the Carolina Hurricanes playoff game? I don't believe it. And the girl who stiffed Russell Wilson on a college project? No.
Well, fair. I did do both of those things. However, I was playing in a rec ball game, and it was against our rivals, I guess. I mean, it was like all of the, you know, all of the kids from my school. And so I was upset because the ref didn't make this traveling call. So I put my foot out and I tripped him on the bench. And
the ref?
Yes. You tripped the ref?
He falls. He's like 6'3". He's really tall and very thin. He falls face first. He blows his whistle, points at me, and I was like, "Don't touch me!" I was like, "My taxes pay for your job." I didn't even know what I was saying, and then
because I was
a minor, I had to wait until because they called the cops because I tripped him. They were worried about an assault. And assault charge, unless I apologized. I refused to apologize. I didn't want to apologize. And get then him. They brought me into this like little room at the Parks and Rec Center. And my dad said he was the most proud of me that he had ever been. And so that was really nice.
That explains a lot.
I did not apologize to the ref, but I took my indefinite suspension from the Chapel Hill Parks and Rec.
Damn.
Permanent suspension. I couldn't even watch games. I still can't.
I really thought I was going to have the winner in this conversation, but I don't know if I can follow that. But I am going to stick with the theme of anger and violence. My story.
That's what we're about.
Yeah, I mean, it is the way to go. I was 10 years old in Michiana. What was it? The Michiana Soccer Association, which is Michigan, Indiana, Northwest Indiana, 10-year-old league,
Michiana.
Whatever. Michiana.
Michiana.
Nah, with the D. Michiana.
Sounds like Texarkana.
Yeah, kind of, right? So we're in this league. Terrible. You know, it's youth soccer, whatever. But I'm all about accessories, right? That's what you are when a kid. You want the armbands and the headbands, and I wanted to be Ryan Sandberg when I was playing Little League. You know what I mean?
So you rocked the sweatband?
No, but I did get knee pads.
Good for you.
So I got some knee pads from a local sporting goods store, but then like a psychopath for the next game, I really overused those knee pads. And I started slide tackling everybody
inside.
That's
the greatest thing ever.
It was. It was. I loved it. But through the process of that, I ended up getting 2 yellow cards, which I didn't even know the referees carried yellow cards. I literally never seen a yellow card from them in my life. I was the only player in MSA history to get 2 yellow cards resulting in an ejection.
That's pretty impressive.
I'm pretty proud of that. Also, the following year, I think the parents complained and they put all the terrible kids who clearly didn't have any interest in actually winning. Yeah. The Golden Misfits before the Golden Misfits. They put us all on a squad. We lost every single game that year. There's no good ending here. We lost every single game, but not only did we lose every single game, we only had 1 goal. And it came from a fat Samoan kid from midfield when the opposing goalie fell down, tripped over his own feet. The fat Samoan kid launched it from midfield, scored our only goal of the season, and I swear to God, we celebrated like we won the World Cup.
Hey, why wouldn't you?
I think that definitely tops my story.
A life started in mediocrity, finishing in mediocrity. A perfectly even plane
you
for my life
path. You just slid on your knee pads right into it.
Yep. Taking life by the balls, just
aren't
like
Joe Holly. Aren't they
shin guards? No. I had shin guards. I got knee pads, dude.
sounds like you're the accident-prone kid that's mom wanted to, like, duct tape, like, you know, everything, so you couldn't get it off when you left?
There's actually a lot of truth to that.
Really?
I wasn't allowed to ride my bike on main roads. Like, I wasn't, like, I was, I'm not going to say sheltered. Like, I did a lot of cool stuff. But yeah, my mom would, like, if I wanted to get something like knee pads to protect myself, she was all over it. I wanted them to inflict violence. Like, I wanted to slide.
Yeah.
I wanted to emulate sliding.
Like I said, I always wanted to be Sandberg. If I would go, even if there wasn't a double play at second base,
still slide
I would know. I would run to second base and jump off the bag and throw it across my body, thinking I was Ryan Sandberg.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so I only cared about looking cool.
So Mama McKinnell knew this, so she tried to like protect you in like a bubble, sort of. Like,
I don't think she knew how violent I was. I think the monster came out that day.
She's about to hear right now.
You talk about wanting to wanting to look cool. Best purchase I ever made when we first moved up to the big field in Little League, I went and bought the flip sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
Those were so sweet.
I was so, like, you couldn't tell me a damn thing about nothing.
Swag level 1,000.
It'd be pouring down rain. I'd still flip them down.
youth sports in the 90s, it gets no better.
Number 4.
All right, so not a youth sports story, a story nonetheless, and this seems to come back around every few years where piss gets brought into sports. You saw it with Moises Alou.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing it again with the Los Angeles Dodgers and Rich Hill. Apparently, old Richie has been, and this comes from a tweet from Andy McCullough, Baseball Insider, said Rich Hill has been experimenting with various treatments for his blister, including receiving laser therapy. Hey, nice, man. That's smart.
Yeah.
New age.
Medicine.
You know? Yeah. Futuristic stuff. Exactly. Lasers and robots. And
great for him. Great for him.
Yeah, yeah. Also chugging apple cider vinegar. Disgusting. Been there. I've chugged lemon juice for my kidney stones. Not an enjoyable experience. You know one thing I haven't done? Pissed on my hands. Which is exactly what he's doing. He is urinating on his hands to cover up these blisters. Mark, you're a golfer. You played baseball. You ever pissed on your hands?
No.
No?
No.
Never R. Kelly'd all over your left?
No.
I played the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah. And I've had, I've had calluses and blisters on my hands, no. I also was told when back playing sports in high school that if you had athlete's foot, you could pee on it, and that's one of the best ways to get rid of athlete's foot.
Science! You know what?
I don't know. I thought it was jellyfish stings was like the only acceptable use for that.
For urinating on yourself? There's got to be something to it because we're talking about laser therapy, right? I mean, that's pretty new age, high level stuff. You're using lasers to get rid of the blister. Apparently, that doesn't work, so you resort to pissing on
this
yourself.
This is free medicine, people.
Right.
My thing is, though, is do,
the original Obamacare.
Do you just pee on your hands and then you're just chilling? Or, do you stick your hands in a bucket of pee? Ooh. Or
do you collect your pee?
How long before you actually wash your hands after you have peed on them?
Is more acidic pee? I mean, the yellow, the better?
You go to, a stadium and you just go to one of those troughs and you just, dunk your fingers in there.
Hey, guys, line up, man. I need some medicine. And everybody just pees on your hands.
Number 3.
Well, speaking with the urine theme.
Awesome.
This is your story, buddy.
I want to fight people sometimes.
Well, all you got to do is take a trip on Frontier Airlines. You get a good chance you're going to get your opportunity. Yeah. Hit them with it. What's the story?
So, we're on Frontier Airlines, and there is a man who is causing a disturbance. He's drunk. Apparently, he touched a woman's leg, was talking suggestively, about sex with her, saying, "Oh, I can't wait to go see my girlfriend, wherever I'm going." So they moved him. The lady said he grabbed her leg or whatever.
Right. This is unacceptable.
She stands up. So they move him to the very, very back of the plane. So, he's back there incoherent, trying to talk. And he decides, and there's a lady or a guy next to him who's going to take his picture. Guy decides he's going to whip it out, sitting in the seat,
pull a Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, doesn't even not quite a Pee Wee Herman. Pee Wee Herman.
Actually, Pee Wee had more privacy.
He did something else with his. He didn't just whip it out and pee.
Yeah, but I mean, he was also, we're talking about a guy who was in a house of, I guess, pornography, as opposed to a guy who was in a house, not a house, you're on a plane, dog.
You're on an airplane.
Surrounded by civilians who are not expecting
to
catch the urine.
What he does is he pulls it out, and the thing is, he's sitting down. Like, if you're gonna, you know, you're gonna pee, you know, you normally stand up, you know, whatever. He's just chilling, leans back, and just rips loose and pees all over the seat of the person in front of him. If I'm the person in front of him,
oh yeah, it's federal air marshal time.
We're fighting, man.
Yeah, call the feds.
You are getting your ass whooped.
I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah. Charged with a felony count of interfering with a flight crew and misdemeanor charge of indecent exposure.
Has anyone in this booth gotten too drunk in public?
Of course.
Yeah. Hello. Ugh. We're from North Carolina, bruh.
Yeah.
And we live in Vegas now.
Well, please do elaborate. Most famous public intoxication story that either one of you have.
I will be the judge of
which one is better.
I was 17 at the Friday night football game in high school. We had skipped school that Monday.
So it was like a doubleheader. You were really putting in work.
There was like six of us, and we were hammered. And just so happens that my mom used to go to the games, too, with some of her friends.
Oh, good plan, bud.
Yeah, so, you know, just so happens that my buddy decides he has to go to the bathroom. But instead of, we're at the very top of the bleachers. Instead of going down and going to the bathroom, he just turns around, starts peeing off the back of the bleachers. Keep in mind, there's people walking underneath you, blah, blah, blah. So while he's doing this, I'm like, oh, I'm feeling like crap. I start throwing up over the same rail that he is peeing. Just so happened, our school resource officer witnessed the whole thing. So they came, they handcuffed us, walked us in front of, we were on one side of the bleachers, the exit was on the other. Walked us in front. Keep in mind, this is a school of, you know, 3,500 people.
Yeah.
So there were thousands of people here at this game. Just so happened, they're walking by, and I told them my mom was there, and they're like, "Where's your mom?" And I point her out, and my mom's like,
she's
like hiding herself. Like, that isn't, that's not my son walking out in handcuffs. Blah blah blah. Yeah, but that was my most embarrassing.
You were the belle of the ball.
Yeah,
Chrissy,
you still are. Well, let's see. Gosh, there's so many to choose from.
However, so many public urination stories that
I will say that the most bizarre thing that happened as a result of being very, very intoxicatedly drunk. That's the same thing. We were at a party. There was a ton of people there. The bathrooms were disgusting, and there was a community pool like right next door to the party house.
It's sterile.
So my boyfriend and I walked over there, and I was so drunk that I like accidentally I had to remove my panties and leave them there to come back and get them. Because I ripped them trying to go to the bathroom, and I came back the next day.
Had to get those things off.
I came back the next day.
It was like DEFCON 1, like major emergency.
Thinking, oh my gosh, this community pool is gonna have a pair of panties just hanging on the this fence. Like, why didn't I take them with me? What was my problem? And they were gone.
I was just gonna say, I have a strong suspicion some creepy dude walked by and saw like a size whatever pants. Like, you know what? I like these. Yeah,
it's probably like a 9-year-old kid that got to the pool early in the morning. Like, I'm ready to go swimming. Snatched them up, ran home.
Better than Christmas.
Yeah,
you're making the world a better place, Chrissy.
Yeah,
through your drunken stupor, you have left a Johnny Appleseed. I would imagine of just positivity in your wake.
Thank you. I appreciate so judging who's is better between Mark and I, our stories.
Yours is more creepy because someone's walking around with
That's
your teenage panties.
For.
Somebody to this day,
yeah, has your panties, which just next level creepy. Mark actually got arrested. I mean, especially being in line with this story of public urination. I mean, wait, did you piss in the pool, Chrissy?
No.
So you went skinny dipping? What happened?
No, it was like a community pool area, and I was just like trying to. I mean, they had a restroom thing.
Oh, okay.
It was outdoors. Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
But I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, you weren't thinking.
And I wasn't advised.
That's the beauty of being a teenager. So. You don't think. or an early 20-something, whatever you
want. Let me take these off and hang them right here.
And I'll be back for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't need these anymore.
I think the moral of the story is once appear, always appear. Oh. Did you grow out of it, or
no.
Do you still...
Yes. another funny story. This isn't about me, though. This is my sister's ex-husband, all right? Came home drunk. He was a big drinker, obviously.
Up here?
Yeah, so my sister tells me she wakes up in the middle of the night.
Oh, God.
And sees her husband, Bill, standing in the corner of the room. He sees that she's awake, so he ducks down, hoping that she can't see him. Obviously, she can see him, but he's in the corner, and he's just peeing everywhere in the corner of the thing. She gets out of, "What the hell are you doing, Bill?" And, I couldn't find the bathroom.
That is awful.
Yeah, imagine waking up, seeing your husband or wife just relieving themselves in the corner of the bedroom.
Oh, well, I had a blackout drunk roommate for college, and I woke up many times of him either just staring at me with his pants off, like in a blackout drunk haze because he thinks he's in the bathroom. He pissed in a laundry hamper. He pissed on my PlayStation.
Your PlayStation?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that would be a fight.
Those are fighting words, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Did he do it to make a statement, or was he just generally...
No. He's blackout, and he continued.
Genuinely just gone.
He was a peer. He was a peer. He was a peer. Once a peer, always a peer.
Number two.
All right, so this has been a theme. If you've listened to the show long enough, you know that I'm deathly afraid of the oncoming robot apocalypse.
Yes, they're going to kill us.
So last night, I'm checking my email, and I get this email from one of the... local rideshare companies. Headline, "You're now eligible to be matched one of the first self-driving vehicles on the blank network powered by blank. Remember that if you're matched, the ride is free of charge for you and up to two companions." So we're going to break this down section by section. First of all, I'm not matched with anything. You have not done your due diligence. I'm not the guy you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm not that. You picked the wrong guy. Second of all, you're trying to hit me up with, "Hey, this ride is free of charge for you and two companions." No, it's not, because I'm never going to use it. This is like offering me free Kid Rock tickets. Like, I'm not going. You're going to have to pay me to get in your stupid self-driving car. And then you're going to have to pay me more to not slander it, because I'm terrified of what you're about to do to us.
Well, what if you got into it and it got you to where you're supposed to be going completely safe and on time?
Fine. I'm sure on the whole, robot cars, autonomous cars are going to decrease accidents. But in case you haven't noticed, I like having control.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a motorcycle rider. I started driving cars and shifting gears at 12 or 13 years old. I do consider myself a good driver. I was driving down 15 a couple years ago, and a tailgate fell off the back of the car, two cars in front of me. And I had to dodge that. I had to make a snap decision in a half a second and dodge that. I guarantee you an autonomous car couldn't do that. That tailgate was going up underneath my tranny and was going to destroy everything if that was an autonomous car. I'm not saying it's not the best option. I'm just saying it's not the best option for me. Next line of this, "Using a customized suite of technology, these vehicles have no blind spots and can see as far as two football fields away." Really? I want to see that tested with the tailgate theory. Let's see how good these things actually are, because I don't buy it for one second.
But you have to think a computer's reflexes are way faster than a human's reflexes.
That's a good
not mine
point.
I got reflexes like
got a mountain reflexes.
Cat, like a ninja.
Yeah. Like a ninja cat.
Whoa!
Double swift.
Oh my goodness!
Right now I'm looking for that little rubber ball.
Yeah, bring it, dude.
Here, I'm gonna chuck this.
Yeah, give me
dry erase marker.
Right, dry erase. I'll catch it.
You're not gonna know when it's coming.
I don't need to. All
right.
I'm all my blind spots
you
are
wait
covered
right there.
Yeah, all my blind spots are covered, Mike Seidel. I don't need to worry about this at all. Next part of this little email: each ride has a pilot and a co-pilot sitting up front to monitor the vehicle and provide any assistance. Oh, do they? Because I'm pretty sure we saw about a month ago one of those autonomous cars with a pilot. Oh no, that's a football. You said baseball.
What's the difference?
Nothing. I'm just trying to not get hit in the face during the show with the ball.
Wait, so they're humans, a pilot and a co-pilot in the car? So and they're not driving it?
No.
But they're sitting there.
But they're there to make sure nothing goes wrong.
Then why not drive it?
My thing. How about we just have drivers? Yeah. This is a great example of, yes, we can do this, right? We can do this. We can clone people. We can have autonomous cars. But should we? Should we do these things? Should we? Is society ready for it?
I think these are general questions to ask. I guess it eliminates tipping.
Yeah.
Because they're not really doing the driving, and a computer can't.
But you know they're still expecting a tip.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then here's the last part of this.
Yeah, how does it work?
Yeah, here's what I tell you. How it works. Number one, request a ride like normal. Okay, first of all, no. There's nothing normal about this. You're having a robot car come and pick me up. So right there, right out the gate, you've already lied to me. You say, oh, this is a normal experience. Just request a ride like normal. No, robot car. This isn't normal. Second step, if there's a self-driving car available, you'll get the option to take it. Well, now I'm just confused. I thought I was already signing up for the self-driving.
Yeah.
Third, enjoy your free ride for you and up to two people. No, I'm not going to.
I will not enjoy.
No, I'm not going to enjoy. I'm never going to enjoy this. I am 34. I am not old, damn it. I have a stick shift Mustang. I will always have a stick shift Mustang. My car will be unhackable. And if you try to take my car away, like my Second Amendment, you have to pry it from my cold, dead hands. I am driving this car until I hit the dirt or the oven. Guaranteed. 100%. I'm sorry. I'm just not... I know like, change is good. People fear change. I know I sound like an old curmudgeon-y grandpa right now. But I'm telling you, man, the robots are coming, and they're coming soon.
Number one.
And speaking of technology trying to kill us, I'm just going to keep this rolling. I don't know how you guys are familiar with car insurance, right?
Yeah,
I got it.
I would hope we all do.
Better be.
Yeah, okay.
Familiar with it.
Okay. We on the high end of car insurance or are we on the cut rate end? Where are we in the middle? Where are you guys at with your insurance?
State Farm.
Okay, so about as good as you can do.
Geico.
Okay, so about as not great as you can do. So we got a good spectrum here. And this is actually perfect for what I'm about to get into. Mark, I was you just a year ago. I was you. Uh-huh. I was living the State Farm life.
Yeah.
Everything was wonderful.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Uh-huh.
Top 1%. Living fat. You know, filet mignon sliders every night. State Farm insurance.
You know just, how we do.
Yeah. Big time. Big time. Big time. Big boy stuff. So, I get in an accident. Not my fault, but I hit the person from the back. Second accident in 3 or 4 years, right? So, State Farm ends up dropping me. That doesn't count.
Did it hit you too?
It hit me in the shoulder. That does not count.
I was trying to catch the attention of the guy outside.
Mark thinks he hit me with the ball. He tried to test my peripheral, but I was ready for it. I just wasn't ready for the comeback. I would have been like Fleury jumping off the boards, avoiding the bank. But no. Anyway, so
he'll tag you back.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in the State Farm life. Everything's good. Getting the accident, I get dropped. Now I'm on another insurance company, not Geico, but another lower end one. They give me the option of having this plug-in that you put in your car, right?
Yeah.
And it essentially judges your driving, how hard you brake, when you brake, and it keeps tabs. It keeps tabs. It beeps every time you brake too hard. Every time you make a mistake, it's like a little meh, kind of a reminder that you suck at driving, right?
Oh, that would go off for me a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of going off for me more than I thought, especially after this show. When we get done at 6 and I head home and I head back to Henderson and there's a lot of traffic and people cut in and you got to slam on your brakes, I get doxxed for that. And I've got people in front of me. I've got space. Like, they can come in, but we're going 70 miles an hour. And, so it doesn't really account for that. But what has happened now through this stupid robot machine and this stupid future you're living in, now that I'm cut rate and I'm trying to squeeze every dollar out of it I can, I thought this would be a good idea. This thing has totally changed my driving habits. Like, I'm a good driver. I promise you, I'm a good driver. I know I got dropped by State Farm. Time for another story for another time.
Oh, they dropped you.
Oh, they dropped me. They dropped me. Two accidents.
Dropped you
or four
like
years.
It was hot. Just like boom.
Yeah, it was garbage. It was garbage decision, but that's not where I'm going with this. Like, I actually didn't mind the cut rate because I am a good driver and I got a little dash cam and I feel good about that, right? But I wasn't prepared for what this little plug-in does. This thing has got me. Within the last week, I have blown a red light because it went yellow. I want to get penalized and docked and, lose my money. So I pumped the brakes for a second and I rolled at like 20 miles an hour and like a 40. And I mean, I can see the red. It's coming. But I know that if I finish my brake, I'm going to get that little beep.
Yeah.
So I roll through this red light at like 20 miles an hour. And I got people honking to me at the left and the right. And I wish I could just lean out and explain to them that, hey, it's not me. It's the stupid robot machine that I got plugged into my... diagnostic.
You sound like the guy who has to like pull over in the middle of traffic because you have to blow in your breathalyzer. It's not me, I promise. This is my breathalyzer.
That is exactly where we're at. And so not only am I blowing red lights, now I've got people that are cutting over in front of me during rush hour, and I'm trying to judge how much room I have before I hit their bumper, and I'm trying to like gauge the beep in my head. Like I got a good idea of how far if I decrease from 70 to 40 in this time span, I know I'm gonna get a beep. So now my brain's trying to calculate the range at which I have to the bumper, and I am getting way closer on numerous occasions than I, and I'm still getting hit with the beep half the time. This is just a great example of technology. Like you think, hey, you know, all this can monitor your driving, tell how good you are. No, it doesn't monitor my driving. It monitors everyone else's poor driving. I'm giving plenty of space. I'm a great driving. And now you're changing my habits, and I'm going to kill someone.
So how much do each of these beeps cost you?
I don't know, Mom.
Oh, you'll find out.
Yeah, I'm going to find out after 6 months. Like, send like a monthly report.
You're going to be added to Geico next.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get on. I might be below Geico right now.
It's all fun and games. Who's the get on with Shaq and his guy?
Progressive?
The General.
The General.
I already looked. They don't have the General. This is the General. The General is not available in Nevada. This is the General equivalent of Nevada. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, dang. Okay. Good for you.
All right.
Well, I'm really trying here, guys. Like, I'm really trying.
I believe it.
This is why I'm scared of technology. It is fundamentally...
I'm scared of humans.
Changing the way we are living.
That's a fair point.
All right. Coming up next, we're about a half hour away from Golden State, Houston. We're going to get into it. We're going to leave this robot talk behind. We're going to get into NBA and send you off with a little grab bag at the end. Keep it here. Cofield & Company.
Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. How can I help you?
My dear sir, you call yourself a professional. Sir, I challenge you to a wine tasting showdown.
You sure you don't just want to explore some wine together?
If you're unable to show me wine that blows me away, you must admit defeat.
Sure. Do you want to try this Cabernet Sauvignon? It's from Paso Robles. Super delicious, and it's great value.
Ha! I challenge you, and you come back to me with value wine. You underestimate my...
Oh, wow. Well, that is good. Awesome, right? There's so much more I can show you. Let's see, there's Cloudbreak, Kendall Jackson, Santa Margarita, Whispering Angel, Buttercream, Mayomi. Best thing is, you can get them all here at Total Wine & More, and always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled! Why are all these Americans grilling all of a sudden?
Explore 8,000 wines and 2,500 beers at Total Wine & More. The selection is ridiculous.
I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyer. Do you think insurance companies want you to hire an attorney? Why do you think they hire celebrities for their commercials? Do they hire them to gain your trust? Don't be fooled. Insurance companies want to pay you as little as possible, and it's my job to maximize your recovery and make sure you don't get ripped off. If you've been injured, call me, Matt Hoffman, or Justin Watkins at Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
At Finley Toyota, we do things big. With over 800 new Toyotas in stock, that's the largest selection of new Toyotas in the entire state of Nevada. That's a big deal. It means while you're going over our extensive selection, my entire team is running to get a great deal on that exact Toyota right before your eyes. So what are you waiting for? If you're thinking of buying a new car, come down to find that car you've only been dreaming of, because we're all about making big dreams a reality at Finley Toyota. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Tune into the Press Box on ESPN Radio next week to see how you can attend a private tour and tasting of City Lights Shine Distillery with NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan on Saturday, June 9th. Must be 21 and over, and only 10 winners plus one guest will be able to attend.
The countdown has begun. Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Vegas, will have their home opener at Mandalay Bay Event Center May 27th with legendary coach Bill Laimbeer leading the charge and WNBA's 2018 number one draft pick, Asia Wilson, making her professional debut. Single game tickets are on sale now at LasVegasAces.com. That's LasVegasAces.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
We're down to the final hand. Nevada goes all in. New Jersey calls. No matter what happens now, we've got a winner.
WSOP.com is excited to announce Interstate Play. Don't miss out on $1 million guarantees, $100,000 Sundays, and 4 official World Series of Poker bracelets all online. Come be a poker champion at WSOP.com. Terms and conditions apply. Must be over 21 and in Nevada to play. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
No, I thought our game was excellent tonight. The biggest thing of our game tonight was the first 8 minutes of the hockey game. I thought we came out, and I think the shots were 7 or 8 to 1, somebody told me, and I thought we played real good, and that was real key for us starting out the game. The second half of that period, they took it to us pretty good, but again, when you're coming on the road, you're playing against a great team like Winnipeg, I thought that first 7 minutes was huge for our confidence.
VGK head coach Jared Gallant. We are 6 days away from the start of the Stanley Cup. Monday, 5 o'clock. But there are some other conference championships going down.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm talking about Golden State and Houston coming up here on this channel in about, 20 minutes?
Yeah, and just to be clear to everybody, this right here, ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM, is where you can catch all of the NBA Conference Finals and all of the NBA Finals.
There you go.
right here.
There you go. Once an all-sports town, right? Like I said, a year ago, this show would have been going much differently rather than the first basically entire hour dedicated to the Vegas Golden Knights, because that wasn't a thing. We would have been talking about the NBA.
What if the Vegas Golden Knights had gone to Seattle and we were in line to get the second expansion team? Would we be talking about the Seattle Golden Knights?
No, not at all. I don't think we'd be talking about hockey at all. Yeah. It's just not. It's not a needle mover on a level to which, you know, it would warrant any. Listen, look what we're skipping today. We're not talking about Belichick and the Patriots, right? Yeah. Which that is going to be a story we'll probably get to tomorrow. We spent 10 minutes on LeBron James. I mean, if you just look at what we've done, it speaks volumes to the way this city has changed in just a short amount of time. But as we said, the conference championship is happening. It's not just all VGK. You, Mark, you are a Houston fan, which I find interesting for this topic of discussion because the Rockets obviously haven't won since Elijah won and Clyde and those teams of the 90s. So it's a big deal on one hand, right? Coming up here, they're going to be looking to even the series. They're down 2-1 against Golden State, right? But on the flip side, you got this new team. You got VGK. They've endeared themselves to you. So on one hand, you got your old team. The Rockets, not old team, but a team you've been a fan of for a very long time. And then you got the Knights, a team that you're newly minted, right?
Yep.
What's your excitement level comparative to these two teams?
I'm not going to lie. My excitement level is higher for VGK because I know what we're witnessing.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, we have a possibility to witness something that we will never, ever, 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 ever see again.
Yeah, and how much of that do you think is that you know, Vegas actually has a chance? And I mean, is there? I mean, I know you're a Houston fan, but do you kind of realize the daunting task that team has ahead of them?
Yeah, I do.
The Warriors,
I do. But you know, tonight is the night. The Rockets, you know, Golden State took one in Houston. If the Rockets can somehow get back into it, take this game four, make it a 3-game series. You know, then you know, tonight's the night. It's either a series or the series is over.
Well. It's interesting you say that because your coach, your Houston Rockets coach, Mike D'Antoni, he said all the pressure's on Golden State.
And I see where he's coming from.
Because of home court?
Yeah, because the Golden State knows if they let Houston win this game, then they have a much tougher task at hand.
Is it as simple as letting them win? Because I mean, I don't necessarily disagree, right? Because you look at the way they lost the game they lost, it was a blowout, and that just goes against everything that we've come to know about Golden State. And then you see them, obviously, okay, we're back on it. It's kind of like you've seen them throughout the season where the first half of the game is completely different to the second half. They kind of, I don't know, they phone it in, but they give their effort for the first half. That's kind of the vibe I got from the game that Houston ended up winning, that it was, okay, Golden State just got a little too far back, but they kind of know this series is theirs. And it sounds crazy that they could actually be in a position to let a team as good as the Rockets with the offense that they had in the regular season that they had. But at the same time, it kind of feels like that. Like if Golden State has everything clicking, maybe not even everything. I don't even know if they need everything. But it is just a matter of, I'm not going to say letting them win, but you know, it's an effort thing. If they give all their effort, if they play up to their capabilities, and we've been talking about this now for a couple weeks. I just don't know how much the Rockets can give them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if Golden State plays like they played two nights ago, nobody's beating them.
Well, I guess one thing that you can look at, or you can hang your hat on if you're a Rockets fan, is news coming out just a little bit ago that Andre Iguodala's out. And from a defensive standpoint, that's a big – I mean, you don't talk about do or die. Now, I get what D'Antoni was saying, right? Home court, you know, more pressures on Houston. More pressures on Golden State. Now I don't know if that's the case. You know what I mean? Now you're the Rockets. You obviously need to win this game because you cannot fall down 3-1.
Yeah,
you just
definitely
can't do it. And now you're looking at Iguodala out.
Yeah.
It's win or go home, essentially.
The door is not open, but it's at least unlocked for the Rockets to come back and try to make a series out of this.
Yeah, what do you think they have to do to get the dub tonight?
They obviously have to, you know, not let Steph Curry do what he did. But it's one of those things with Golden State, you pick your poison. You know, do you try to shut down Steph and let you know, and see if it's Durant or Klay Thompson that can beat you? Do you try to shut down Durant and see if it was just if it was a fluke that Curry is playing as well as he is right now, and see if it and try to let Curry beat you?
How bad does this loss, assuming that, you know, Houston can't get past Golden State, what does this do to the franchise and in their future in the West?
I think it fast forwards the need to, you know, get rid of Ryan Anderson and put a full court press on LeBron James to try to get him to come to Houston and get them over the hump.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty clear cut and dry that, you know, this team was put together, and I air quote, to mm-hmm. you know, to stop the Golden State Warriors, and they're not doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty clear, right? I mean, and the issue they're going to run into is that everyone else has the same thinking as Golden State, or excuse me, as Houston.
Yeah.
Everyone that's coming up off season from Philadelphia to New York's been lobbying, I'm sure. Chicago wouldn't mind. Obviously, the Lakers and the Clippers. I mean, there's so many different options. I mean, Cleveland's still an option. You just don't know with LeBron James.
He ain't going back to Cleveland.
But no, I agree. But one thing you do know is that every single team is going to try to find room and space and messaging to get King James on their side, because as we've seen, you know, last night and throughout these entire playoffs, he is a one-man wrecking crew. And if you put a team around him that he can rely on, and that he doesn't have to carry the load every night, then we might finally have an answer to what this monster that Golden State has become. Because as homegrown as they are, which they are, they only added one piece. That one piece that they added,
it just so happens, is the greatest player, you know, the best scorer in the NBA right now.
Arguably, and maybe ever, at least in terms of unguardability and having the game plan and how he opens up a floor and how he forces you to account for him. Because, like you said with the Warriors, let's pick your poison.
Yeah.
You're dealing with arguably the greatest shooter to ever play, just spot-up shooter, and Steph Curry.
And
then Durant, most unguardable guy to arguably ever play.
And don't forget about Klay Thompson.
Yep.
You know, statistically, Klay Thompson is right up there.
Klay Thompson is the man who scored 38 points in one quarter, which I have contended is more impressive than Kobe's Raptors game and arguably, you know, considering the era, Wilt's 100-point game. You know, what he did in the league that he did it, in the era he did it, the fact that that dude put up 38 points in a quarter and he's just ho-hum about his play. Like, you couldn't find a more affable, polite, easygoing. He's like the Marc-Andre Fleury of the NBA. Like, he has every reason to have an ego. He has every reason to put locker room chemistry into question and to throw your, you know, into a tailspin, but he doesn't.
Klay Thompson has an ego. Don't let that... He's got an ego.
Well, he never shows it.
Yeah.
And, yes, I think that goes for any athlete, right?
That was one of the main reasons. Was it Washington State he played at? That was one of the main reasons he left. A lot of his teammates didn't like him.
Yeah.
Because of the ego.
Well, he knows his place now.
Yeah.
With, I guess, his I don't even know if it's known his place. He does favors. I would say, that I really question how good Golden State will be if they let Klay Thompson walk. Because he really, I do feel like he is the straw that stirs the drink. Flip side from Reggie, he doesn't cause the uproar and he doesn't draw the attention, but he is such an integral part of that team that you can lean on. And as you said, pick your poison. If you're trying to shut down Durant and or Curry at the same time, you are leaving a monster open. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap it up, get into the grab bag, and send you off into your Wednesday here on Cofield & Company.
Finley Toyota. No Toyota problem is too tough, too large, or too small.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Hortsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Hortsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad, 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We're down to the final hand. Nevada goes all in. New Jersey calls. No matter what happens now, we've got a winner.
WSOP.com is excited to announce Interstate Play. Don't miss out on $1 million guarantees, $100,000 Sundays, and 4 official World Series of Poker bracelets all online. Come be a poker champion at WSOP.com. Terms and conditions apply. Must be over 21 and in Nevada to play. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Tune into the Press Box on ESPN Radio next week to see how you can attend a private tour and tasting of City Lights Shine Distillery with NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan on Saturday, June 9th. Must be 21 and over, and only 10 winners plus one guest will be able to attend.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
Right, thanks for another great show hanging out here on Cofield and Company. Steve will be back tomorrow. Ryan McKinnell, thanks to Mark Seidel. Chrissy, of course. If you missed any of the show, we'll have that up on LVSportsNetwork.com. Hit you with the podcast. Got to thank Joe Hawley. Got to Emily Kaplan from ESPN.com. She was great. Ray Brewer from The Sun. Feel like I'm missing somebody? No? Okay. It's good to know. Tomorrow, reminder.
It was supposed to be.
Right. The guy who's coming on tomorrow. Who's teasing. 3:15 tomorrow. Start the show. Colin Miller of your Vegas Golden Knights will be calling in to talk Stanley Cup and get his thoughts on Game 7 between Tampa Bay and the Washington Capitals. So that'll be fun. Keep an eye out for that. Adam Hill will be joining us live from Tampa Bay, which I got goosebumps with excitement to hear Adam in the 95% humidity of St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay.
That's brutal.
It's just in all the best ways.
Yeah.
We had to listen to him in Winnipeg. Now we got to listen to him in Tampa. It's good times. It's good times. Maybe not such good times for Brandi Chastain. Mark, you sent this story along my way. I hadn't heard of you. Like, oh, dude, this statue story. We got to get on it. I had no idea what was going on, so I went to the Twitter. I went to the Google machine. I type in Brandi Chastain, and oh my God, what a massacre!
Is that like? does it get any worse?
No, this will live in infamy. Brandy's the one who pulled her shirt over her head when she scored the game winner in the World Cup, right?
Yes,
that's how we know Brandi, right?
Beautiful woman.
That's how we know Brandi. I think now we might know Brandi from this. I hope not. I hope this doesn't become her defining moment in her career. But she had a plaque made out of herself.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't make it. The Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame did.
And they jacked it up. I mean, that looks like an old... It looks like a man. It looks like a man. Do y'all remember... this is an old women's golfer. Patty Sheehan. That's what it looks like to me.
That's a good one, but of all the things I've seen, I'd say probably, I think Gary Busey is on the...
Gary Busey.
Looks like JFK
one.
After Dallas.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So, there's actually some good news out of this.
John Voight?
No, that's actually better. It actually looks exactly like Ray Donovan, John Voight. Like, it is... How do you do this? How? It looks nothing like Brandi Chastain.
Who signs off on that?
Right. Who's like, and Brandi came out for the, like, they unveiled it, and she was like, yeah, it's not great, but it's a nice honor, so yay. Now, there's a flip side of this. Coming in at about 1:30, right around when the show started, there is a change to the story. The president of the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame says the organization will redo the plaque of soccer star Brandi Chastain after a social media uproar. The station quotes Kevin O'Brien as saying he spoke to Chastain on Tuesday and offered to revamp the plaque if she sent a new photograph of herself. He says she agreed.
Basically,
you're blaming the photograph
that she sent in. Wrong.
Well,
there is no way that is anything close to Brandi Chastain.
You could take a photo of Brandi Chastain in the dark and it would come out better than this.
And it should come out better than that.
Freehand it. Just an American girl with dark hair. Just
make it that. Make it a girl.
Make it a girl.
Just make it any girl.
Avatar girl.
I don't care.
But create a girl for your NBA 2K squad.
And make it
put
a girl.
Put him on the damn planet.
Yes. And it's better than what that monstrosity is supposed to represent.
We're going to get the picture out. You guys got to see this. I mean, obviously, the story took a turn. It's not going to actually be the plaque. But just the fact that that got minted, it got put greenlit.
How many people did it have to, like, go down?
Right, the failsafe. The line of failsafes.
Yes, like, the at least 3 to 4 people that are like, yeah, okay, I give it a thumbs up. I give it a thumbs
that
up.
That looks good.
And then somebody's like, no, I can't sign off on that.
That's why you need people you trust around you that are going to tell you when something is terrible.
Because that is awful.
Clearly too many yes men in the Bay Area. Yes women in the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame.
There also was one of Cristiano Ronaldo a couple years ago.
That one was bad.
And it was pretty bad, too, where he looks like Sloth from the Goonies.
Yeah, on Molly.
But
I remember that.
That is the worst sculpture I've ever... Like, if I made a sculpture of Brandi Chastain, that's what it would look like.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
All right. This is going to be a good one. How much time we got, Chrissy? All right. 2 minutes. This will be enough time. We got two Carolina people in here. One Duke, one North Carolina. Heard about it last week. The great Michael Jordan. He's getting a documentary done about his life. 10-parter on Netflix, collabo between ESPN and Netflix.
Oh, it's going to be incredible.
Well, that's the question, right? I want to get your thoughts. Is it going to be incredible? Is it? You would think throughout the 10 hours that you were going to get the true story of Jordan. I'm a Bulls fan. Yeah. But there's a lot that goes along with Jordan.
There is a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot.
There's a lot of championships. National championships.
I won't argue that, but I'll say there are a lot of things that people don't lead with when they talk about Michael Jordan.
No, it's very true. Yeah, you're not wrong.
He was quite the gambler.
Yeah, he liked his women.
Yeah.
He liked to party. I don't know how good Jordan. Yeah, I know. I don't know how good Jordan would have done in the social media era. But my question is, you know, I hear the 10 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I watch the trailer, and then I get, it seems very much we're going to talk to former players and we're going to tell the story. It's like, okay, but let's really get into the ego and the monster and the competitive monster, not actual monster. I mean, he held on to grudges.
Oh, yeah.
He was a venomous, vile player at different times. He had players on his own team that hated him.
He's the reason Isaiah Thomas didn't make the dream team.
Absolutely. Highly vindictive.
Yeah.
Definitely held a grudge.
If he didn't like you.
Now, Chrissy, as a Dukie.
Yes.
Are you a fan of Jordan? I mean, have you just come to appreciate what he represents to the state and the game of basketball?
I do.
Okay.
It's the same kind of way with Roy Williams. I respect the craft, and I think
she loves Roy.
I do love Roy a little bit, but he's no Coach K. But so I'm not going to be that Duke fan that hates on it. I just think that it would be interesting if they showed a couple of the other things that you don't hear about with Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the darker times.
Okay. So I said, I hate the conversation, but I want to get it from you. LeBron or Jordan, who's better?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going with Jordan, actually. Okay. LeBron has
the story is written. Jordan is the GOAT. You heard it here first or last or for the 6 millionth time. All right. Thank you to Mark and Chrissy. Cofield will be back tomorrow. We got Colin Miller calling at 3:15. We got Adam Hill coming a little bit later, getting you ready for Game 7 between Washington and Tampa. Of course, Vegas Knights on Monday, 5 o'clock. Stanley Cup, baby.
At Finley Toyota, we do things big. With over 800 new Toyotas in stock, that's the largest selection of new Toyotas in the entire state of Nevada. That's a big deal. It means while you're going over our extensive selection, my entire team is running to get a great deal on that exact Toyota right before your eyes. So what are you waiting for? If you're thinking of buying a new car, come down to find that car you've only been dreaming of, because we're all about making big dreams a reality at Finley Toyota. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Tune into the Press Box on ESPN Radio next week to see how you can attend a private tour and tasting of City Lights Shine Distillery with NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan on Saturday, June 9th. Must be 21 and over, and only 10 winners plus one guest will be able to attend.
Yes, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
We're down to the final hand. Nevada goes all in. New Jersey calls. No matter what happens now, we've got a winner.
WSOP.com is excited to announce Interstate Play. Don't miss out on $1 million guarantees, $100,000 Sundays, and 4 official World Series of Poker bracelets all online. Come be a poker champion at WSOP.com. Terms and conditions apply. Must be over 21 and in Nevada to play. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ.
Harden, Durant will be on Paul, and then Curry will be on Ariza. Now, Durant and Thompson, they have to get off to a good start defensively. Stay out of foul trouble. Now, in the two wins, can they shoot these types of numbers? They shot 52% in both wins. They made 13 threes in both wins, and they're shooting.